Passage 1. You now have time to read the questions. Here is passage 1 for the first time.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming. As you know, I've called this meeting to discuss the possibility of using e-tailing to boost our sales. Graham here is our resident expert on e-tailing. So, Graham, could you perhaps tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, of course, Warren. Well, first of all, let me explain what e-tailing is. Basically, an e-tailer sells designer goods online at discounted prices and people flock to buy them. And when you think that some of these e-tailers sell last season's collections with as much as 80% off, it's not surprising that people are rushing to buy.
80% discount? But that's ridiculous. They must be selling at a loss.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see how e-tailing will help us.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me finish. Our sales are down 20% and stock is building up. We're making no money at all on these stocks and they're taking up precious storage space. Well, what I'm trying to say is that e-tailing is one way of getting rid of leftover stock quickly and discreetly, and at the same time we can make money. People are literally rushing to these sites and snapping up the goods as fast as they can. They put new items on sale at the same time every day for a limited period, usually for only 24 hours. And because the sites don't say how many items of each color and size are available, members just rush to buy so they don't miss out.
Okay, but haven't we always been against selling online because it could damage our brand image?
I don't agree. E-tailers are only open to people who've received an email from another member inviting them to join, which gives them an air of exclusivity, and it also creates a buzz. So people are even more attracted to them, just as they would be to an exclusive social club.
I'm still worried about what it could do to our image, though.
You shouldn't be. The e-tailing sites shield themselves from search engines, so they don't pop up in response to online searches for brands they offer. Even the very grandest brands have begun selling their goods through them.
So you think it's about time we jumped on the bandwagon?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know.
Here is passage 1 for the second time.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming. As you know, I've called this meeting to discuss the possibility of using e-tailing to boost our sales. Graham here is our resident expert on e-tailing. So, Graham, could you perhaps tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, of course, Warren. Well, first of all, let me explain what e-tailing is. Basically, an e-tailer sells designer goods online at discounted prices and people flock to buy them. And when you think that some of these e-tailers sell last season's collections with as much as 80% off, it's not surprising that people are rushing to buy.
80% discount? But that's ridiculous. They must be selling at a loss.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see how e-tailing will help us.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me finish. Our sales are down 20% and stock is building up. We're making no money at all on these stocks and they're taking up precious storage space. Well, what I'm trying to say is that e-tailing is one way of getting rid of leftover stock quickly and discreetly, and at the same time we can make money. People are literally rushing to these sites and snapping up the goods as fast as they can. They put new items on sale at the same time every day for a limited period, usually for only 24 hours. And because the sites don't say how many items of each color and size are available, members just rush to buy so they don't miss out.
Okay, but haven't we always been against selling online because it could damage our brand image?
I don't agree. E-tailers are only open to people who've received an email from another member inviting them to join, which gives them an air of exclusivity, and it also creates a buzz. So people are even more attracted to them, just as they would be to an exclusive social club.
I'm still worried about what it could do to our image, though.
You shouldn't be. The e-tailing sites shield themselves from search engines, so they don't pop up in response to online searches for brands they offer. Even the very grandest brands have begun selling their goods through them.
So you think it's about time we jumped on the bandwagon?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. I don't feel it. I have no idea what this is.